that you think that you came for some meaningful sermon that's going to actually enlighten and elevate you, but you're not going to get that this morning. Instead, about 11 or 12 years ago, I had the pleasure of gathering all the children in front and telling them a story, and it seemed to me that this morning, since it's about laughter, I would have the chance to repeat it. It's been a long time, and I love the story, and I love to tell it. So if there are any children who want to come and sit down here, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell everybody else a story, too, but...
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Come have a seat right here, because the story's actually for you. Right down there, right down there, right down there. No. Right there. Okay. Now, are you guys all ready? You're going to have to look towards me, or you won't get this. No, 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 you can't sit on the steps, because then you're looking towards them. You have to sit on the ground and look towards me, because I'm going to tell you the story. And it does have a lesson at the end, but really the story is more important than the lesson. Okay, now, in order to tell you this story, I'm going to take off my tallit because it keeps falling. I'll put it back on at the end of the story, but for the moment... You ready?
Yep.
Okay. This story is about three people. Three different people. One is the rabbi. We don't have to worry about him. We'll get to him later, and he doesn't turn out to be such a great guy anyway. Like, you know, he's just a rabbi. But there are two other people. One of them is named Shmuel. Can you say that?
Shmuel.
Good. I know you can say it. He says Shmuel. Thanks a lot. Shmuel is an average guy. He's of average height. He's of average weight. He's of average looks. Shmuel's of average intelligence. Shmuel had a pretty average life. Shmuel has 2.5 kids, which is average. Shmuel has an average home. He has an average job. What is Shmuel?
Average.
Thank you. He's pretty average, but there's something exceptional about Shmuel. His wife makes the most delicious challahs you have ever eaten in your life. They're so wonderful that when people eat them, they like dribble down their chin and onto their clothes, and they say, I want more challah. I don't want to eat anything. I don't want meat. I don't want fish. I just want more challah. More and more and more challah. And she bakes it all week long because everybody wants Shmuel's wife's challah because it's the only thing about him that they can ever remember. When they pass him on the street, they don't even remember that it's Shmuel because he looks so... Exactly. I think you got the idea. Now, we're going to leave Shmuel aside for a minute, and I'm going to introduce you to somebody who's not average at all. Okay? But first, I have to ask you if you know the meaning of a certain Yiddish word. Pipik. Do you know what that is? Yes, exactly. Belly button. Now, this man, whose name was Moshe Pipik, that wasn't his real name, but everybody called him that because he had the biggest pipik in town because he had the biggest belly. He was huge all the way around. But he was as loud as he was big. And Moshe Pipik was also very poor. He was what's called a rag picker. People would throw rags out their windows. He would pick them up and try to sell them. He had no money. But everyone knew who he was because in the synagogue, when everybody would sit and pray and they'd come like to the Shema, and everybody would go, Shema, you know what Moshe Pipik would do? Shema Yisrael! And everybody near him would be, ay, can he be quiet? But he couldn't. He was always loud. Everything he said was loud. Okay? So you got the three people. You got Moshe, you got Shmuel, you got the rabbi. One day, Shmuel, who was average, had an above average thought. And I'm going to tell you what it was and what happened. One day, he happened to walk into the synagogue when no one was there. How many of you, let me see hands, how many of you have ever been in the synagogue when no one's here? It's a wonderful thing sometimes to walk in alone. So he walks in alone and he looks at the ark and he's struck by a thought. This is what happened. He walked up to the ark and he said, you know, God, I know there's nothing exceptional about me except my wife's challah. And my whole life I've thought, what can I give to you? What would you take from me? And I finally had the idea that I'm going to have my wife bake you challah. So he comes running home. He's so excited. And he says to his wife, dear, I want you to bake challahs for God. And she said, excuse me? He said, oh, I got this great idea. You're going to bake challahs for God. And she said, I don't think God eats challah. And he said, no, this is really important. I've never asked anything from you except everything else I ask from you. I want you to bake some challahs for God. So what's she going to do? So she starts to bake. And she bakes and she bakes and she bakes. And he takes the challahs. And he comes in front of the ark and he says to God, listen, God, I know I've never given you anything and you give me so much, but there is something I want to give you. I want to give you challah. And he opens the ark and he shoves it in and he walks away. I know, it's upsetting. Now, along comes Moshe Pippick. Moshe Pippick did two things. He spoke loud and he sang. So he's walking through the streets, and what is he singing as he walks through the streets? He's got a tough life. Ay, 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 he thinks, I'm poor. I have nothing. I'm a rag picker. But he happens to do the same thing as Shmuel's walking out. Moshe Pippick, who has nowhere to go in the middle of the day and nothing to do and no money and no family and no nothing, so he walks into the synagogue. And he comes up in front of the ark, and this is what happens. He goes, hello, God! It's me, Moshe Pippick, coming to you. How you doing? Good. Wow. So nice to hear it. Listen, God, I have a question. I have a question for you. Now, you should know, Moshe Pippick always has a question. He always has a question. He would sit in synagogue and drive people crazy. In the middle of services, he'd raise his hands and go, Rabbi, I have a question, Rabbi! So the rabbi, who can't ignore him, says, yes, Moshe, what's your question? He always had the most ridiculous questions. One day he said, Rabbi, I know you're not supposed to write on Shabbat. What happens if you're on a picnic and you have salami on bread and you have one of those little ketchup squeeze bottles, you know, it goes like that, and you take it and you go like this, and oh my God, you wrote your name on Shabbat. Rabbi, what happens? One famous time in the middle of Yom Kippur, everybody's praying, Moshe Pippick gets up and goes, Rabbi, I have a question, Rabbi. The rabbi says, yes, Moshe, what's your question? He says, what do you say when God sneezes? So he's standing in front of the ark and he says, listen, God, I have a question. All day long I'm picking with the rags. And all day long I'm trying to sell, and I'm hungry, and I have a big belly, and I need to fill it, and God, couldn't you help me? Isn't there anything you can do? You know, I'm going to open the ark, I'm going to pray to the Torah, you'll give me something. He opens the ark, and he goes, thank you. That was really, really nice. I can't believe you made me challah. He takes the challah, closes the ark, he leaves. Not 10 minutes later, who walks back in? Shmuel. He opens the ark and he says, terrific. Goes back home. He takes the tray, of course. His wife told him not to leave the tray. He takes the tray. He brings it back home. He puts it in front of his wife and he says, God loved the challah. And asked for two more for next Shabbat. So sure enough, next Shabbat, Shmuel gets the challah, he goes, he puts it into the ark. Moshe Pippick is walking through the streets. What's he singing? Yeah. And he comes into the synagogue and he goes, hello, God, it's me, Moshe Pippick, coming to you. Listen, I want you to know, I don't know who you got doing the work up there, but the challahs were out of this world. They were wonderful, and I was just wondering if there was any possibility of maybe if I opened the... Oh my God, thank you very much. And he takes the challahs and he sticks them under his shirt, because he doesn't want anybody to see, so he's like this. And he creeps out, and he goes home and he has the challahs. Now this goes on for 10 weeks. Every Friday morning, Shmuel comes in and puts the challahs in the ark. Every Friday afternoon, Moshe Pippick comes in and takes him out. One day, the rabbi didn't prepare Now, this happens sometimes, not here, but I know you think like sometimes the rabbi doesn't prepare, and so instead of giving a sermon, like he would tell a story. That sort of thing doesn't actually happen here, but other synagogues, I've heard, sometimes the rabbi doesn't prepare. So he came in early on Friday because come Shabbat morning, he has to say something, right? So he comes in early on Friday to prepare, and he's sitting in the back, and he's working on his sermon. And what does he see? He sees the following. Good morning, God. It's Shmuel. I brought your challahs. I hope that you enjoy them. This week, it seemed to me special with the holiday coming up, so we made you three. I hope that you have a wonderful time enjoying them, and I hope Mrs. God likes them too, and here they are. He walks out. And the rabbi was about to stop him when he hears a noise from the other side of the synagogue. And as Shmuel's walking out that door, in comes Moshe Pippick. He comes in, he says, hello, God, it's me, it's Moshe Pippick coming to you. Listen, I'm very busy, got a lot to do. Just give me the challahs, I got to run. Thank you, Val. Oh, three this week. It's very nice, thank you. He puts them under his shirt, he puts the tray back, and he starts to walk out. And the rabbi comes running after them and says, Shmuel, come over here. Moshe, come over here. And he's holding his shirt like this because he doesn't want the challahs to fall. And the rabbi says, I have a question. Shmuel, what'd you do 15, 20 minutes ago in the synagogue? And Shmuel goes, He says, no. Come on, tell me. He goes, I put challahs in here. He says, come on, Shmuel, tell me what you did. He says, well, I put challahs in the ark. And then he turns to Moshe and says, and what'd you do like 2 minutes ago? And now Moshe Pippick is embarrassed, because he thought God was giving him the challah. And now he realizes that Shmuel was giving him the challah. So he lets his arm fall and all the challahs fall out on the floor. And the rabbi says, see, Shmuel, you were putting the challahs in, and Moshe, you were taking the challahs out. And they both went home and they felt terrible. Wait, it's not done. Hold on. That night, the rabbi has a dream. And who do you think came to the rabbi in his dream? Thank you, children. God came to the rabbi in his dream and he said, you were so wrong. You got it exactly wrong. And Shmuel and Moshe Pippick got it exactly right. I was supplying the challahs, but I was doing it through Shmuel. And I was making sure that someone had the challahs, but I was doing it through Moshe. But it was all me. Now you go back and tell them that sometimes God works through people. God doesn't only work through miracles. And when they do something that is wonderful or caring, it's really me. I'm just working through people. And so the rabbi called Shmuel and Moshe Pippick back and he said, you know what? God came to me last night and he explained to me that in fact, Shmuel, he was working through your wife who baked the challahs, and a little bit through you. And Moshe, God wanted you to have them. And that's why he gave me the dream. And from then on, from that moment on, every Shabbat in the morning, what did Shmuel do? He put challahs in the ark. And every afternoon, what did Moshe do? He took the challahs out. And so every Shabbat morning, knowing how God works through us, you know what we do? We sing. Yeah, yeah.